Pomona family have been reunited with the Lifelight Rescue helicopter crew who helped to save their little boy who suffered a severe anaphylactic reaction after touching a hairy caterpillar. 7-year-old Yaron was attending a baby shower with his family at the Noosa Heads Lions Park in June 2023. His father, Greg, says one minute he was playing with friends, the next he was fighting for his life.
The boys were happily playing and Yaron ran up to my wife and said, "Mama, I can see rainbows on the inside." And then he passed out. There's nothing worse when something like that happens to one of your kids. It's nothing but panic. Your mind runs 100 miles an hour. Your heart's running 100 miles an hour. It's 100% panic and adrenaline. And the worst part of it all is not knowing what just happened.
Yaron was in such a bad way, suffering seizures, low blood pressure, a rash and a compromised airway, that the rescue helicopter was called to transport him to Skoo rather than risk the 40-minute trip by ambulance. It was only weeks later that the family were able to determine what caused the severe allergic reaction. A major developer has revealed its plans to build an athlete's village on the Sunshine Coast for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The Horizon Centre proposal includes a 7,000-seat entertainment venue in the heart of Maroochydore, along with a 5-star hotel and athlete's village, which could house up to 1,400 athletes for the duration of the Games. Horizon is the Walker Corporation's fifth 2032 proposal for the Sunshine Coast. And spark conversations and celebrate diversity. That message from Council as it launches the second stage of its Shine a Light on Racism campaign. The Sunshine Coast is home to migrants from 150 countries and 21% of local residents were born overseas. Sunshine Coast Lightning player and campaign patron Steph Fretwell says the campaign is about strengthening connection, inclusion and opportunity for all.
Open dialogue fosters understanding and helps break down barriers. Champions, whether in business or in sports, play from the heart. Being an ally and an active bystander means recognising bias.